I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Don't Touch That Cheap Debt.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so again, it's Monday, and I want to continue this theme of talking about financial literacy. April is Financial Literacy Month, and although I think all of you deserve like financial literacy gold stars because obviously, you are super interested in learning about your money and learning about tips and tricks. And hopefully, you're listening to other podcasts and reading lots of articles and, you know, getting lots of different opinions on things that you should do with your money. So, I wanted to bring to you all of these Mondays in April, kind of, you know, quote unquote, controversial topics and things to think about. And today, we're talking about don't pay off that cheap debt. And this podcast was inspired by a fellow CFP who wrote this brilliant article about stop paying off cheap debt. And I just,
I so agree and love everything that she pointed out that I thought, okay, this is just going to make an awesome topic. And I want to read you some bits and pieces of her article because I think that it's such a different way to think about debt. You know, as a certified financial planner, my job is to be what I would say is kind of a holistic planner, right? So to look at all of the different areas of your finances, of your money, of your lifestyle, of your goals, of where you live, and you know, all of these different factors, right? To put together the puzzle that will ultimately make, you know, your roadmap, your money roadmap. And this is what makes, you know, talking about money so difficult because there is not a one size fits all. It's not like, okay, fill out this form and you know, check off these few items on the list and ta-da, you're gonna have this amazing financial future. It just doesn't work that way when we're talking about money. And so I think you need to take that into perspective too when you're, you know, listening to podcasts and reading articles and all sorts of things, that it really isn't one size fits all. So what you're looking for is just to, you know, get little jewels, little diamonds in the rough, right? From lots of different people. And then come up with your own opinions, come up with your own ideas for your plan. But this is also a reason, if I'm going to kind of put on my little CFP hat right now, that we're different than most financial planners or people who are out there talking about money. I think I will say that specifically because, you know, I've had to become an expert and pass a test and be held to ethics and work with actual people and deal with actual money and all sorts of things like that, where a lot of people that are giving money advice have not had to do that, right? They might have great tips, they might have great ideas, and I don't ever discount that. But it's very, very different when you're actually really in front of people with money problems and you're really trying to solve them from a holistic standpoint where, you know, I have all these kind of expertise tools in my money toolkit that I pull out to help people. And so it's just a little bit different. And so I think when we're talking about debt, you know, like I've said on the last few podcasts, there are a lot of people out there talking about being debt-free. And there are also a lot of people out there, and maybe it might be you, totally stressing out about being debt-free. And it's a balance, right? You're going to go through periods in life where you're going to be debt-free, and then you're going to go through periods in life where you're not going to be debt-free. And that doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you less than somebody is. There's somebody that is debt-free. It just is. It's just the situation you're in, and it's unique to you, right? Debt is not unique to you, but your particular situation is somewhat unique to you. Although I argue, you know, every time I talk to someone about money, they're always like, oh, I want to tell you this because I bet you've never heard this before. And my answer back is, I bet I have. I bet I have. And that doesn't come from like a egotistical place. That comes from a like, hey, you're not alone place, right? I've seen a lot of things in 11 years. I have done a lot of things in 11 years. And, you know, people, we're more alike than we are different. We just don't tend to talk about our money, especially debt. And so, you know, what I want to do is just give you a minute of pause to maybe think twice about paying off your cheap debt, and even to think about your debt in different ways, right? Because there's smart debt and there's not so smart debt. And that's not talked about a lot, right? We just generally lump debt in the like really bad, terrible, awful category. And that's kind of where our mindset goes around debt. You know, if we're in debt, again, we've done something bad, we need to get out of debt as soon as possible. And I think I shared this on the last podcast with you, but, you know, I recently worked with a couple in their 20s and, you know, they were having a lot of like marriage issues. And I'm like, my gosh, you guys are like just newly married. What is the deal? And they're like, well, we're fighting all the time about money. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, tell me what you're fighting about. And it's that, you know, she just is on this pilgrimage to be debt-free while he is a little bit more relaxed about debt. Neither one of them is right or wrong. They're just different. They're coming from different places, but it's influencing their decisions and it's causing a lot of conflict in the relationship. And so when we kind of like unbundled it all and we got to the bottom of it, what we really found was that she feels this pressure and this stress to be debt-free that it's stopping her from like enjoying life and from doing a lot of things that she really wants to do. And even from like, you know, going after goals, like they want to go on a trip or they want to start a family or different things like that. I mean, she's just panicked about debt. And he's more kind of just like, well, you know what, if we get in debt, like we'll pay it off. We know what to do, you know? And so it's trying to get them to like both understand each other. And that's especially crucial in relationships, but it's also critical if you're just by yourself. I mean, you could get in the trap again of thinking that, you know, you're not worthy until you pay off all this debt, and it just, or that you're always going to be debt free, which is just, I just really hate to like burst that bubble, but I'm going to burst the bubble. It's just, it doesn't even make sense, right? Because again, there's smart debt and not so smart debt. So let's look at an example, all right? What if you had like a $400,000 mortgage with 20 years to go? You've got a $20,000 car loan with 5 years to go and $20,000 in student loan debt with 10 years to go. So your whole monthly payments are somewhere around $3,000, right? Got it?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
All right, so now let's say that your mortgage is at 4.25% interest rate. your car is at 1% interest rate and your student loans are at 4% interest rate, all right? Now, let's also say that you have an extra $200 a month to do with whatever you want, right? So you've got these $3,000 a month of payments that you have to make, but you've got an extra $200 and you're trying to figure out what the heck do you do with it. And let's say that you normally just have been throwing it on your car and your student loan debt, all right? So scenario number one, you pay off all this debt as scheduled, no extra payments, all right? You invest the $200 you have for the next 20 years. You invest the $345 per month in 5 years after you pay off the car, and you invest an additional $200 per month in 10 years after you pay off those student loans. So how much money will you have in 20 years when your house is paid off? All right. Okay. So number two, you pay off all your student loans ASAP, right? You are just like on a mission to get those things done with. The interest rate is 4 times as high on your student loans as your car, all right? Your car was at 1%, your student loans are at 4%. You put the extra $200 you have into the loans until they're paid off. And then once those are done, you're going to put the extra money towards the house until you pay that off as well. The car will pretty much be gone at the same time as you finish paying off the student loans based off of this kind of accelerated schedule of that you're paying off, right? All right, so number three, we're just going to be realistic with this one, right? We don't have the self-discipline to put everything into paying off debt. So instead of investing $200 right now, we're just going to spend it on stuff, right? And everything else, number two, stays the same. So the $100 extra we got, we're just going to go shopping with it. We're going to, you know, go to concerts. We're going to do whatever the heck we want with the $200, right? Seems fair. I mean, we've all done it. I've certainly looked at money in my account and gone, wow, I could take that money and I could do something really good with it. Or I could take that money and do something really stupid with it. And in a moment of impulse, stupid wins a lot of the time, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in the same boat you're in. I'm dealing with the same sort of emotions around money that you are, even though, you know, I know the tools, I know how to pull myself out of situations, I still have the same impulse as you have. I still have the same fights in a relationship that you have. I mean, I still battle with money as much as you do. It's just, again, it's just knowing what to do to pull yourself out of any particular situation or how to step back and kind of analyze it. All right. So stay with me here. So which one of the three is you that we just talked about? And what would you do? Here's what would happen in each case, all right? So number one, again, remember, number one was that we're going to pay our debt as scheduled. We're going to invest the $200 that we have. And then when we're finished paying off everything, we're just going to keep investing. That was number one. So after 20 years, we're going to be totally debt-free. And assuming a rate of 5% on your investments, that means in addition to no debt, you're going to have about $205,000 saved, okay? Our number two scenario was going to pay off our student loans ASAP, put the extra $200 we have into the loans until those are all paid off, all right? So number two, our student loan's going to be gone after 4.5 years, which is awesome. At that point, we're going to put the extra $400 into our house. We will also add the $345 from our car because our car is going to be paid off. So our mortgage is going to disappear in 15.5 years, which is cool. And we're going to have about 4.5 years left to invest the total amount. So that means by the end of 20 years, we're only going to have about $181,500 available. So just to clear things up, that's about $23,500 less that we're going to have in our savings and our investing than scenario one. All right. So number three, that was where we just took the $200 cash and we just ran. We just did something silly with it, right? So we're going to be human. We're going to spend the $200, vacations, eating out, you know, all sorts of things, whatever we want to do. So when we're done with all of our debt in 18 years, we're only going to have about $75,000 invested, all right? So let's say you're 40 years old right now. In 20 years, you know, you're probably still going to be working. If you're 20 now, in 40 years, you're probably still going to be working, right? But if you look at yourself at like 60, you know, in this scenario, you're going to be debt-free no matter what path you take. But you could have an extra $23,000 if you stop rushing to prepay your debt. And again, this is assuming a 5% interest rate. If you run the numbers at 6% or 7%, the differences become even greater. So what I really want you to do is just think hard about paying off your debt. Really compare the interest rates that you're paying and, you know, make an informed choice. And if you're having an issue with your spouse, you know, talk about this strategy. Let them listen to this podcast. You know, really think about it and ask yourself if spending that extra money each month is really going to be worth an extra $150,000 to you in 20 years. My guess is, yeah, it probably is going to be. But the whole point is stop rushing to pay off, you know, 3% mortgages. Stop rushing to pay off 1% car payments. Stop rushing to pay off that cheap debt. Cheap debt right now is anything under 6, 7%. Interest rate is cheap debt. So stop rushing to get it all paid off so fast, because you're going to have it all paid off, but you're going to have less accumulated, right, in your lifestyle fund for later. And so it's about balance. It's about doing two things at one time, right? Maybe you take a little bit of the extra money towards paying off debt and the rest of it you save, so that at the end of that time period, you've got a nice chunk of cash as well as being debt-free, right? So, you know, when your friends and everybody in your circle is writing articles about how fast they're paying off debt, how much they're throwing into all their debt, I want you to talk to them about this concept, you know, about what is your interest rate, right? Are you paying off that cheap debt? Now, if we're talking about credit cards and your interest rate is 20% or 25%, that's a whole different story we're talking here, right? Because that's expensive debt. That's bad debt. And you want to get rid of that debt fast so that it doesn't choke you around the neck, right? That's not good debt. But these low rate mortgages, these low rate car payments, that is good leverage. That is good debt, right? And so again, when we're talking about debt, yes, debt is not good. Debt can be financial suicide. Debt can keep you from achieving a lot of things, but sometimes it's smart to have the cheap debt and to take the cash you got and to grow that cash, right? Make that bigger rather than making the loan smaller. You see what I mean? All right, so hopefully this has helped you kind of think a little bit differently about debt and maybe, you know, really look at the debts that you have and make informed choices about the debts going forward and what you're going to do with the extra cash that you got. Because I want to see it really big. I want to see it grow really big. I want you to have tons of lifestyle choices, because I'm super passionate about you being able to live the life that you want to live, or at least a very, very close representation of it, because I know that's what I want for myself. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at millennial_money.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.